All right, look in your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians tonight, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and I appreciate the singing, appreciate Brother Richard for giving us an update there about Thailand, what God's doing through them, amen, and what we do appreciate the labor they're putting in for our Lord as doing that which God's called them to do, amen, and I thank the Lord for that, and I say again, I'm glad we have a part in it, amen. What a joy it is. I'm glad to be a part of the work of God tonight. Amen. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'll begin reading in verse 1. I'll read a few verses and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. Want to try to help us tonight. God began stirring this thought, this passage in my heart, and I want to be faithful to preach it tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, "It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one called up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. I thank you that you've given us your Word, inspired, infallible. Thank you that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, I pray tonight in that name which is above every name, in the name of Jesus, I pray you to enable me to preach what you put in my heart. I ask you to bind the forces of the enemy tonight. Lord, may your word, may your spirit have freedom to work in our hearts and in our lives tonight. Save sinners, stir your people, but above everything, may the name of Jesus be glorified. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. We find here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, familiar verses to most of us that's been saved a length of time or been raised in church. We find three things quickly as a way of introduction. We find in verses 1-6 a Paul's testimony of being caught up to the third heaven. Now, for some, they say, well, preacher, what does it mean, the third heaven? Well, the first heaven is atmospheric, where the clouds and the birds and the planes are. The second heaven is where the stars and the moon and the sun are. That's the second heaven. Well, the third heaven is the place where God dwells. It's heaven. Amen. Matter of fact, Paul in this passage refers to it as paradise. You and I know this in studying the Bible, that originally paradise was in the earth, in the heart of the earth. But when Jesus Christ resurrected, he took captivity captive. Our paradise was moved into the presence of God. And friend, that's now when a man, woman, boy, and girl that's saved, they die, they go instantly into the presence of the Lord. Paul said, I know a man. And I will say, I believe it was Paul himself. I called up. You say, preacher, when do you reckon it happened? I think myself in the book of Acts chapter 14, when they stoned him and left him for dead, it's possibly when this event took place. And Paul gives his testimony of going to heaven. Now, don't you look up here and hear me tonight. When Paul goes into the paradise in the presence of God, he said, I heard things, unspeakable words. He said, that's not lawful for a man to utter. Now, I want to say this to you. As great a Christian as the Apostle Paul was, he was not allowed to tell what he saw or heard. Therefore, I'm not real thrilled with people that claim to have gone to heaven and come back and write books. I'm not impressed. I'm going to tell you, I don't think God told them to write them. You say, I don't like that. Well, get in line. The devil don't like it neither. Amen. Hey, if Paul couldn't tell it, why would you and I think if it happened to us, we could write a book on it? Matter of fact, let me throw another one out. What about Elijah? Elijah was called up without dying and took the heaven. And Elijah came back, remember in the book of Matthew, there at the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah and Moses is there. Elijah wasn't talking about heaven, but they were talking about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get caught up in all this Hollywood stuff where they're trying to talk about went to heaven, saw this and saw that. God ain't in that. Amen. I don't say that with any apology. I don't say that afraid. I mean that. If Paul couldn't tell it, why could anybody else? Amen. Brother Paul gave a testimony of being called up to the third heaven. But then Paul shows us in verse 7 of Paul's thorn. He had a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. Now, I'm not going to get into all about his thorn tonight, but we know Paul had a thorn in the flesh. But then we see Paul's temperament in verses 9 through 10. Hey, instead of getting mad at God, he just kept serving God. Amen. A lot of times in our day, it seems like a Christian has a trial and they want to quit. Amen. I've never suffered what the Apostle Paul went through in his life. He gave a description of some things in Corinthians that he went through, talked about shipwreck. I talked about being beat, talked about being in prison. I talked about a lot of things. Brother Paul knew what suffering was all about. And if Paul didn't quit, then you and I shouldn't quit. Amen. So we find that's the setting. But I'm interested in verse 8 and verse 9 tonight. Look back with me tonight. The Bible said, Paul speaking in verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Then notice God speaks in verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Here's what I want to preach on tonight. When God says no, when God says no, he says no to a great Christian. Amen. He said no to the man that God chose. Preacher boys, understand that God said no to the man that he chose to write most of the New Testament. Amen. Paul gets his thorn in the flesh and he does what everybody would do. He said, Lord, will you remove it? He doesn't just pray one time. He prays three times, Lord, remove it. Lord, remove it. And God says, no. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now, I'll tell you something. A bunch on TV act like they're telling God what to do. Well, I got news for you. Not you, not me, not them are going to tell God what to do. When we're praying, we're making our requests known unto God. But sometimes, listen to me, when we pray, God says, yes. I like that, don't you? I like it when God says yes. Somebody said, preacher, do you really mean that God hears you and then answers you? Absolutely. Amen. He speaks to our hearts. Hey, understand something. We are not saying prayers. We are praying. Big difference. There's a lot of religions say prayers. We're not saying prayers. We're praying. What is prayer, preacher? It's a two-way conversation. Amen. We are talking to God, and God speaks to our hearts. I've got down to pray. And man, I mean, you say, is it audible, preacher? It's louder than that. Amen. When he speaks to your heart, just as the missionary said tonight, when God speaks to you and brings that peace to your heart, hey, it's absolutely knowable that God said something to you. Hey, there's times I got down to pray and God told me yes. Matter of fact, he's told me yes a few times and it shocked me. I'm telling the truth. Get down to pray and you say, well, you believe it? Well, I was trying to believe it. Amen. Now, yeah, I know some of you better than that, and you're ready to fly away. Bless your heart. You have to pray for your preacher. Sometimes I'm out and say, Lord, help down mine unbelief. Yes. Amen. But I get down to pray, and sometimes he says, yes. But then I've prayed before, and emphatically and just as clear as he said yes, I've heard him say no. Amen. I've got down to pray about some things before. See, listen, I've been in the ministry for 32 years, and I've pastored. This is not my first church. I've pastored other churches. I've been asked to take other churches. I've had churches call me through the years in 32 years and say, Brother David, would you come preach for us? We don't have a pastor. We'd like for you to come. We're interested in you. And I've told a person on the other phone, well, sure, I'll come. And I get down to pray, and the Holy Ghost will speak to my heart, and he says, no. Amen. I was asked to take a church one time years ago. They called me from a deacon's meeting. And it was a good church. And I got down to pray and I said, Lord, they've asked me. He said, no, get up. And he said, don't ask again. That's how big no was. Amen. Hey, sometimes God says yes. Sometimes God says no. You don't hear a lot of preaching on that in our day, do you? It's always this real, it's always sweet, and it's always fuzzy feeling, always good. But friends, sometimes God says no. Sometimes, listen to this, he says wait. He don't say yes, and he don't say no. He says wait. You say, does he really say, well, oh yeah, hang around, be saved a while. He'll tell you to wait too. Amen. Then here's another way an answer comes. And listen to this. Sometimes God's silent. He don't say nothing. He doesn't say yes. He doesn't say no. He doesn't say wait. He says nothing. You say, God wouldn't do that. Well, when you get to heaven, there's a bunch of folk in this Bible. You go tell them that. Go tell that Syrophoenician woman that God won't be silent. She came on behalf of her daughter. The Bible said he answered her not a word. Wouldn't say nothing to her. Hey, Daniel prayed, Brother Tim, and days go by, and there is no answer. no answer of any kind. And when he gets an answer, now you listen to this. When he finally gets an answer, he's told, I heard you the first day you called. Now, Daniel wasn't a good Baptist of our day. Daniel would have got mad if he'd been a Baptist of our day. What do you mean you heard me the first day I called? And I prayed all these days. Sometimes God's silent. You've got to learn that, young Christian. You've got to learn that there are times that God is silent. When we come to Paul here, now I'm going to throw this out before I get to my thought. This is not the first time God's told Paul no. You say, preacher, he told Paul no before? Yeah, over in the book of Acts chapter 16. The Bible said he was forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach in certain places. You know what that is? That's no. Hey, you better understand, you better come to grips, young Christian, or you've been saved a long time. There's going to be times God's going to tell you no. Now, it ain't easy handling it. We don't like to hear no. Hey, have you ever had a child that enjoyed hearing the word no? Now, for you young parents, and we're going to have a little fellowship after a while, I'm going to tell you something. Them early days, when they're real little, especially them twos and threes and fours and fives, in that area in particular, you're going to say no so much, you don't even know what the word yes is for a while. Amen? That's right. It's no. And then when they get teenagers, can I go here? No. Amen. Hey, we've got to come. It's the same way with God. There's yes. There's no, there's wait, or there's silence. And listen, I'm not kicking up my heels and we ain't going to jump pews, but I'm trying to help some Christian right here tonight who's struggling with something that you're praying about. You wonder, has God forgot you? You wonder, is God mad at you? Well, he's not forgot you and he's not mad at you, but he's God. He's sovereign. He knows what's best in my life and in your life. Oh, friend, we find Brother Paul prays three times and God tells him, no. Well, preacher, what do we do when God says no? Well, I find three things here that about Paul that I want to share with you and I want to help you tonight. When God says no, can I say first of all, when God says no, we will find the grace of God. Because when Paul was praying, Lord, remove this thorn, Lord, remove this thorn, remove this thorn, and God says no and said, hey, my grace is sufficient. Now I'm going to tell you, when God tells you no, it stings. It does. Hey, I've prayed about things and God said no. Oh, but then no more to the word no comes, that the grace of God shows up at my heart's door. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. There'll be grace when God says no. Now listen. There's all types of grace. There is saving grace. Grace is able to save. But hey, grace is able to sustain. He can keep you going. Hey, friend, we find that when Paul prays and he gets the answer, no, that God stands right there with his grace to help Brother Paul. Hey, I'm glad for grace. I'm glad that grace enough to save me, grace enough to keep me, but grace enough to carry me from this side to yonder side. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, the grace of God is really sufficient for you. Oh, friend, hey, when you have to hear the word no, grace will kick in. Amen. See, some of you are going through some things tonight, and I don't even know what they are. And some of you say, preacher, you're preaching on this and I'm experiencing it. It's like you know something. Well, I know the one living in you. If you're saved. If you're saved, the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. And I'm saved. So the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. And today, I thought about preaching something totally different tonight. And while I was sitting there in my office, the good Holy Ghost brought this passage to my heart and said, here's what you're to preach tonight. You tell them there's times that God says no. But when he says no, there'll be grace. Amen. Oh, I'm glad for grace. Grace will give you strength when you think you can't take another step. Grace will be there and say you can make another mile. I'm glad for the grace of God tonight. When God says no, we will find the grace of God. Then let me say number two. I'm not preaching on that, done. When God says no, then we should glorify God. Brother Paul, look back at verse 9 again. Verse 8, he's asked for it, removed it. And verse 9, he's told no. And Paul says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Notice Paul here. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, I'm just going to glorify God with my infirmity. Now, I want everybody to look up here a minute, and you hear me good tonight. There are people who have served God better sick than they ever did well. Amen. I've seen people that brought more glory to God with a thorn in the flesh than they ever did without the thorn. Amen. Oh, preacher, if it was just perfect, if everything was fine, I'd really glorify him. I'd really serve him. Have you ever done that before? Look up here. You telling me when everything's fine all the time, I mean all the time, not once in a while, but when it's all fine, you're found glorifying him and praising him every moment. No. Not a one in this building. There are days go by, we don't glorify him. We live for self. Amen. Now, for those that won't say amen, nod your little heads like this. That means, yes, preacher, you're right. Amen. There are days we live for ourselves. Amen. So if we ain't going to glorify God in the past when everything was fine, what really makes us think if God takes a present thorn away that we'd glorify him? I'm trying to help us tonight. I know this ain't a hoopla, and Brother Tom, you ain't going to have a run on CDs with this message tonight, but that's okay. I'm trying to help those that let me help them tonight. Because I'm telling you, sometime or another, God's really going to tell you no. But you can glorify him even after the no. Paul said, I'm going to just glory him. I thank God for my infirmity. I'll just serve God through my infirmity. I'll glorify, I'll praise him through my infirmities. Oh, friend, Brother Paul had a grasp on this thing. Even when God said no, he still glorified the Lord. There's a lot of folk God told no in the Bible. Holy Ghost just brought one to my mind, King David. David wanted to build that temple. David, it was in his heart. You talk about somebody loved God. King David loved God. That psalmist of Israel loved the Lord with his very being. Hey, listen to me. He loved God so much that God said, David's a man after mine own heart. But when he gets wanting to build that temple, you know what God told him? No. Now, David didn't kick out. David didn't get mad and say, no, I'm not writing another song. I ain't strumming another harp. I'm not going to say another good thing about God. I'm done with it. No, David didn't do that. David said, all right. And God said, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let your son Solomon build it. And son David got as excited over his boy getting to build it as if he got to build and got put material back for him. Amen. What was David doing? He was glorifying God, even though he'd been told no. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You hear me good tonight. I'm not going to tell you after he tells you no, and even grace kicks in, and we're trying to glorify God, that you're necessarily going to understand the no. I'm not saying you're going to like the no, but I'm telling you, this is a fact. As you look at the people's lives in the Bible, grace will be there, and people glorified God in spite of no. Amen. Oh, brother Paul here found grace. Paul glorified God. Let me say number three. We should go on for God and with God. Paul didn't quit after the no. He keeps serving God. Amen. Now, listen, for that crowd on TV that somehow wants everybody to believe, if you'll send me $1,000, you're going to be wealthy and you're going to be healthy. There ain't nobody getting wealthy but that bird on TV. You $1,000 poor, he's $1,000 richer. Amen. Anybody tells you you got to plant some kind of financial seed, he is a hireling, he's a devil. God ain't asking you to plant some seed. God's wanting you to walk by faith and serve him. Amen. Oh, friend, you say, preacher, that's pretty straight preaching. Well, that's right preaching. Amen. Hey, there's time God says no. And we just got to say, God, by your good grace, I'm going to just keep walking with you. I'm going to keep serving you. You know what? I've prayed for folk that had cancer and other kinds of sickness. God said no to healing. I've had family that God didn't heal. I've had church members God didn't heal. Amen. But we have to go on, serve God anyhow. Amen. Hey, we're in a day, I'm telling you. It's sad to say, but there's a Hollywood entertainment idea that has come into the local church, and everybody just got to be entertained, and they got to be constantly pumped up and said everything's going to be sunshine and roses, and it's not. Amen. Amen. You know, what do you reckon? Some of you in here grew up through the Depression. There's a few in this church, you remember those days. Could you imagine that crowd on TBN going to their church and preaching? You say, you ought not call that station. I did. I could even tell you what it stands for, Total Baloney Network. Amen. Hey, buddy, all this feel-good stuff, that ain't that Bible. Oh, yeah, you said preachers don't have something we can feel. We do. And yeah, it feels good sometimes, but it ain't every day. We are walking by faith. I'm a reality preacher. That's what I am. That's why I just shoot her straight. Because there's too much lying going on in pulpits in America, and it's produced shallow Christians. Very shallow. They're ready to quit because somebody didn't shake their hand. That crowd that grew up in the Depression, man, they had to grab everything they could. They prayed meals in. They prayed the tax money in. Man, hey, don't tell them they didn't love God. They loved him with all their heart. They prayed to him every day. Amen. But it didn't mean it was all good and sunshine and roses. Amen. Do you know something? I'm going to tell you something. This may even sound strange. I've known good Christians that's lost their homes. Got sick, couldn't work. You say, God wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you something. He's promised two things in the Bible, and that's it. He talked there in the Gospel of Matthew about food and raiment. He didn't promise you a house. He didn't promise you a car. He didn't promise you a bank account. Hello. Go back and read your Bible again. You don't think I'm preaching the truth. Amen. Hey, when God says no, what are we going to do? We're going to find grace. We ought to glorify God, and we ought to keep going. Amen. Oh, friend, hey, listen. Just because God told you no don't mean he's mad. It don't mean he don't love you. He still loves you. He's still taking care of you. He still loves me. Hey, he's told me no more than one time. Amen. Paul, to me, you may have different, that's fine. But in my heart, my mind, Brother Paul, probably one of the greatest Christians ever lived in this world. I mean, I read him and I say, man, what a Christian. What a Christian. Amen. If Paul went through this, why should I think any different about me? Am I better than Paul? Are you better than Paul? Let's just even get beyond men just a minute, but Tim. Our Lord didn't even have a place to pillar his head that was his own. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not place to lay his head. You think about that. Are we better than our Lord? I don't think we are. Sometimes God's going to say no. Some of you are really having to soak this thing in tonight. I can tell it on your face. You ain't never had nobody preach you that God tell you no. But he'll tell you no. Amen. As sure as he'll tell you yes, he'll tell you no. What do we do? Pray. You're going to find grace. You'll get through it. He'll help you. He'll help you bear the load that's on you. He's promised to be faithful. He's promised to be there. And he has been. Amen. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm glad that's the God we serve. He's a personal God. Amen. He's not a God far off. He's a God that's right there with you. Amen. Oh, I pray God help you. Let that thing sink into your heart. Let it help you on down the road in the days ahead. Because sometimes God tells us no. Father, I pray you take the message now. Use it for your honor and for your glory. Father, I know this is for some people, first time they've ever heard a message about this. But Lord, it's in your word. We find indeed that, Lord, there's times that you just say no. Sometimes you say yes. Lord, help us tonight. You know the burdens, the heartaches of everyone here. But Lord, we know this. You're better to us than what we deserve. God, you've been there when nobody else was there or could be there. And Lord, we praise you for your goodness to us tonight. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Just a moment. I've tried to preach to you the passage that God laid upon my heart tonight. And though it's not been a loud service, it's been mighty quiet. It's been the word of God that God wanted us to hear tonight. He may be telling somebody you're going to have to wait a while. He may have said yes about something, or he may have said no. Or you may be in the time where God's silent. But I'm saying again, God's not mad at you. God still loves you. God's going to help you tonight. I want us to stand. Folk have already started moving toward. I don't know your need tonight, but God knows your need. Oh, I'm glad that he does. Amen. While we sing, you come this way. This altar's right here for you to get some help tonight. Slip out and come.